I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Another woman has decided to file a formal complaint alleging sexual harassment by a lawmaker at Colorado's Capitol. The former legislative intern alleges Senator Jack Tate regularly leered at her and nudged her during this past year's legislative session. In a text message response, Tate says he's taking the issue seriously. The Colorado Attorney General's office is threatening to sanction a Denver lawyer who filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Colorado River. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Attorney Jason Flores-Williams believes the Colorado River deserves the same rights people enjoy in the American legal system. He sued the state to gain those rights with the help of Deep Green Resistance, an environmental activist group. In a letter, the Attorney General's office says he's basically wasting the court's time and has failed to bring up legal problems for the court to address. Sanctions could include fines and fees. Flores-Williams says he will not withdraw the suit. I'm Luke Runyon.
El Paso County Commissioner Loninos Gonzalez has publicly accused Governor John Hickenlooper of ignoring the negative effects of legalized marijuana amid upcoming efforts against illegal grows and a rise in marijuana-related car crashes. The commissioner argues that legalized marijuana has contributed to an increase in homelessness and the number of underage residents using the drug. Hickenlooper called the accusation, quote, absolute nonsense. The Gazette reports the exchange came during an annual conference for local governments in the state. This is 91.5 KRCC News.